Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everyone. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Apostle Valerie Burrell, here with my amazing husband, Prophet Benedict. You want to tell everybody good evening, babe?
Good evening.
We are excited. He didn't sound excited, y'all. Did he sound excited? Did he sound excited, babe? He said, yeah, he sounded excited. Amen. We are grateful and truly excited this evening to have with us my sister in the Lord, Prophetess Kendall Harris, on this evening to release a word to God's people. God bless you, Prophetess. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Lord. Hello, everyone.
Amen. Prophet Kendall is a leader at Restoration Temple of God in Petersburg under the leadership of the great pastor, Maxine. Amen. Winfield.
Amen.
We bless God for her. We bless God for her in the ministry. But I'm not going to prolong. There is a word from the Lord on tonight from
you,
the theme, maintaining character while pursuing purpose. Now, the topic in and of itself would make some people just go, ooh, ow, ooh, ooh. But I believe that the Lord has the Holy Spirit has given Prophet a word for us tonight. So I'm going to encourage you to just open up your spirits to receive. Open up your spirits to receive what the Spirit of God has to release to us on tonight. We do have several callers in the room already. Amen. And if you have questions or you'd like to make comments at the end, please press 1 and we will bring you live. And at this time, Prophetess, I'm going to turn it over to you, amen, to allow you to flow in the Spirit of God leads. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hello, everyone. It's an honor to be on the line with you today to release this word. And, you know, I want to share a brief testimony because this word, maintaining your character while pursuing your purpose, came out of my pain and out of my journey with God to where I am today. And guess what? We're going to continue to go through God's process until we leave this earth. So I want to share this with you because my husband and I, we've been married for 26 years in October. And for 18 years of our marriage, my husband, he had a business. He was a truck driver. And through those years, we had our kids. And he was on the road. And he was on the road away more than home. So I was really operating as a single mother and a wife. I'm not going to say part-time, y'all. I was completely a wife. But he wasn't with me. He was home maybe 6 to 8 days a month. So a lot of mothers, you can imagine what that was like for me. But through that, I found God, okay? So that was my process. I found God, but my husband wasn't with me when I was going to church and when I was growing in him. And I was sitting on the praise team, being a mother, stressed. But during that process, I was depressed, so depressed that I lost hair, had ulcers. I mean, but when my husband came home, I tried to keep all that from him because I was being his virtuous woman, amen? However, it got to a point where we had grown apart, and he, of course, I'm not going through details of the process, but he ended up giving up his business for us. But how do you know he gave up his business along with the business? We lost our house, because in that house there was no real happiness because he wasn't there. So I'll say that little 6-bedroom house, 4-bathroom, 5 acres of land, lost it all, guys, lost it. We ended up displaced, and we ended up moving to Chesterfield to my parents' house. And that, again, is another process. But in that process, pride was broken off, self-respect in a sense. I mean, we lost everything. And think about it for him as a man, but we found each other. And in that process, we found Jesus together. Amen. And also, it really pushed me. You know, it really grew my character, and it pushed me into my God place. And now I'm ministering the gospel, sharing this testimony. My husband is a deacon. So out of that pain came our purpose, and we're still pursuing our purpose. So I had to share that with you to tell you about how this word was birthed and drawn in me. So mighty men and women of God, God wants me to remind you that there is a season for every area of your life. There is a process that God allows us to go through, and we must embrace it. God wants us to embrace it because he knows our shall be and our purpose, and it's really good, y'all. It's good. You see, if we don't go through the process while maintaining our character, then we won't be able to handle and appreciate or understand our purpose. And I'm going to say it again. See, if we don't go through the process while maintaining our character, then we won't be able to handle or appreciate or understand our purpose. Do you know that God, he's more concerned about your character than your comfort? Amen. See, you know, God is more concerned about our character than making us comfortable. See, he's more concerned about that. See, people of God, I would like to share with you a little bit about God's process as it is designed to strengthen our character. You see, the process is not easy, but it's worth it. As God's ambassadors, we must wait with patience, as patience helps us build our character. See, I don't know about you, but I often feel like I spent most of my life waiting on God to fulfill his promises. That was my 18 years, y'all. Well, really 19. But the truth is, waiting is a given. If we're walking with God, then we're going to wait to embrace it. The question is, saints, are we going to wait God's way or are we going to wait our way? See, if we wait our way by avoiding the process, then we will remain spiritually immature and abort God's purpose in our life. But if we decide God's way, then we'll grow in character and enjoy the wait. See, that's maturity. See, when we get to a point, I think of our prophetess Vine, when she talked about, she sung that song, "I don't mind waiting on the Lord. It's an honor to wait." That's where God wants us to get, to that place where we don't mind waiting because we know he's going to work it out. Amen? See, it takes practice, but as we let God help us grow in every area of our life, we do develop patience. In Galatians 5:22-23, Apostle Paul tells us that the fruit of the Spirit is love, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That's self-control, amen? Because living in this world, it's hard to maintain a self-control, but we are doing it. Character and patience is developed under pressure, so we must not run from pressures or waiting on God, but let endurance and patience do its perfect work in us so we can fully be developed and equipped, lacking nothing. See, he said it in his word. See, God will give you strength while you wait. In Psalm 37:1-3, it says this, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For thou shalt soon be cut down like grass, wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed." You see, David began to set his strength. He got his strength back as he waited on the Lord. As he became encouraged, he became less aggravated. See, as he waited, he became less aggravated as he set his mind on Christ. See, the enemy has us aggravated. He's aggravated many of us to the point where we've given up on the promises of God and have fallen back. As leaders, it's difficult. Say to yourself, leaders, "It won't be me." See, some of you are at the cusp of your breakthrough. Hallelujah. So don't fall back. Some of you listening right now are at the cusp of your breakthrough. See, every change I've experienced has made me more mature spiritually and rooted in God. See, you must learn to trust God by allowing him to walk you through your situations, walk you through your process. Let him walk you through it instead of falling in pity. See, that requires trust. Let me explain patience this way. If God did everything we asked for immediately, then we would never mature or develop. We would still be walking around like whiny babies like I was, whining and whining. For real, God's timing and trust, it works hand in hand. See, brethren, it works together. God's timing is always perfect. Leaders, God's timing is always perfect. Leaders in ministry, God's timing is always perfect. God gives us visions and dreams for certain things to take place in our lives, but he doesn't always allow us to see his exact timing or plan. See, it's frustrating not knowing God's timing for us, but not knowing keeps us in the race. Amen. See, God's timing, waiting on him, keeps us in the race by trusting him and believing he will do it. See, think about it. We might give up if we knew how long it was going to take in our process. But when we accept God's timing, we can learn to live in hope and joy in our lives while God is working behind the scenes. People of God know this, that God's plan for your life is good and it's for your good. It's for your good. See, when we give our lives to him and continue to serve him and continue to push through, it's good. We can experience peace and happiness while waiting. Amen? As I studied the scriptures on God's timing, I was led to the book of Genesis 37. This is the account where Joseph was waiting for many years for the fulfillment of the dream of God had given him. He was falsely accused. He was imprisoned before the time came for him to do what God has shown him to do. And Exodus 13, 17 through 18 tells us that God had taken the Israelites the longer, the harder way on their journey to the promised land because God knew they weren't ready to go in yet. See, some like some of us, he knows we're not ready. Hallelujah. But there had to be a time for training. There had to be a time to go through the very hard thing and trying situations. See, when we're going through the process, that's our training ground. See, that's where God is training, and he's pressing, and he's pushing, and he's peeling away to prepare us to get to our God place. And guess what? Like that many of us, we've wasted a lot of time wondering about God's timing. But God never, never failed to take care of us. He never failed to take care of them and show them what he wanted them to do. God's timing and training apparently simply requires us to do what he tells us to do when he tells us to do it without questioning or trying to figure it out. So saints, stop trying to figure out his timing. His timing is always perfect. Proverbs 16:9 says, "A man's mind plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps and makes them sure." Proverbs, I went on and read a little further. Proverbs 20:24 says, "Man's steps are ordered by the Lord." How then can we understand his way? When God directs our path, he sometimes leads us in ways that don't even make sense, right? Amen? We're not always going to understand everything the Father does. But if we try to reason or figure everything out, we are going to make ourselves confused and more frustrated. And then we're going to bleed on the people that God put before us. But there is a better way. Amen? Proverbs 3:5-6 says, "Lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind. And do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways, know, recognize, and acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. He will make it plain and straight." As simple as the scripture sounds, we still try to figure it out ourselves. And I just think back to that period of time, still trying to figure it out, still getting frustrated. And because I was frustrating, I wasn't hearing from the Father. Amen? But I'm not doing that anymore. I trust him. Amen. And through faith and trust, that pushes us to run a little bit further. Amen? Most of us have spent our lives trying to take care of ourselves. That is our human nature, to take care of ourselves in this world. But when we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior, we must learn to put our lives in God's hands and rely on him. Wait, I say, on the Lord. See, but God warns us in 1 Peter 5:5. God sets himself against the proud. See, and I think that was a part of, I know that was a part of why God had to do what he did with my husband and I. The proud, the manipulating, the attention-seeking behaviors, overbearing, self-made. I'm a business person. Amen? Presumptuous, boastful. See, God opposes that behavior. It's just frustrating. But he gives grace to the favor, grace and favor and blessings to the humble. See, anyone who thinks they're a self-made or a self-made man or woman has a rude awakening coming, because Jesus said in John 15:5, he sums it up like this: apart from me, you can do nothing. So humility is the covering that draws us to God. See, that draws God to us and draws us to God. You see, when we humble ourselves saying, God, I don't know what to do, but I trust you. I trust you, Lord. God gets in position to help us. He loves a humble servant. 1 Peter 5:6 says, when we humble ourselves under the almighty hands of God, in due time, in due season, he will exalt us. In due time, it's God's time. He knows when we're ready, not when we think we're ready. Amen? The sooner we understand and accept that, the sooner God can do his perfect work in our lives, and then we can be pushed into our purpose. Amen? It will guide us in. King Solomon answered many questions about our wives in Ecclesiastes 1-14. And I know you guys know this scripture very well, but I just want to just repeat that, because there are times when God would just take me back to this scripture. He says there's a time for everything. There's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. Follow me here. It's a time to be born and a time to die. There's a time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. And time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. What do workers gain from their toil? I've seen the burden of God. The burden that God has laid on the human race. God has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart, and yet no one can fathom what God has done from the beginning to the end. Amen? Amen. So what God is saying, the book basically describes, Ecclesiastes basically describes the balance of life. There's a season, and every time there's a season. To everything there's a purpose and a season and a time. For every matter or purpose under heaven. This let us know that we all don't live in the same season at the same time. So people of God, you should never be jealous of someone who is enjoying the harvest while you're still in the planting season. Or some may say a desert place. Remember, they had to go through the same season. They had to go through a season of planting just as you are right now or have been. Seeing them rejoice should encourage you. This encourages us to know that your time is coming. Understand and trust that God is doing the very best for you in your present and season. I got to say that again. Understand, and this is one I had to grasp. Understand and trust that God is doing the very best for you in your present season. So let him do the work, amen? Let him build your character. Seed time represents the will of God. Each time I choose God's will instead of my own, each time I chose it, I'm planting a seed that would eventually bring a harvest in my life, and it did. See, family, if you want to be victorious, we can't think or act like the world system, not this world today. James 1:21 tells us that we should do and get rid of all uncleanliness, upright and wickedness. and in a humble spirit receive and welcome the word which is implanted and rooted. It contains the power to save your souls. Just know when seed time and harvest comes, the desires of your heart begin to manifest. Bondage falls off, all that mess, all that hurt, all that pain, all that people that violated you in the past, it falls off. You see, your dreams and visions will come to pass. You see, your kids will be changed. Your family will be getting saved once you allow God to run, just do his perfect work in you. Amen? Hallelujah. So as I come to a close, people of God, hallelujah, Jesus. Are you tired of waiting for harvest in your life? Are you frustrated? Are you crying out? When? God, when? Amen? Then you need to understand that God's timing is a mystery. He doesn't do things on our timetable. But just know his way is always perfect. His word tells us that if you feel stuck or despair, don't hesitate. Don't isolate yourself. Don't isolate from others. Don't give up. He said it in his word that he's with us in our process. Hallelujah. He allows it to happen so that he can push us, build our character, so we can get in our God place and fulfill our purpose on this earth and gather the sheep. Amen? And if we get in that desert place, don't give up. See, reach out to your brothers and sisters, those who God allow in your circle. Not everyone, but those who God put in your circle who connects with you, who can help push you, and help push those spiritual babies out of you. Engage them in your process. And for some of you who are listening, upcoming leaders, allow your pastors and your church family to pray with you where you are while you're waiting. Just be patient and have a made-up mind to trust God. Don't give up on them and let God be God in your life. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God is requiring you to maintain, remember this, God is requiring you to maintain your character while you're pursuing your purpose. As Apostle Valerie Burrell released, I read it and it just really resonated in my soul. Say to yourself, I can and I will allow God to do his perfect work in me while he's building my character so I can pursue my purpose. Amen. Amen. Mm. Hallelujah, Jesus. Mm. Amen. Amen. Mm. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mm. I pray that this word richly blessed you. I pray that it richly bless you, men and women of God, as you pursue your purpose. Amen. Let God do it. Let him build your character. Let him do the work. Don't fight it. Don't run from it. Let him do his perfect work in you. Amen? Let him do it. Let him do it because there's a remnant waiting on you. Amen?
Mm. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
Lord. Thank
I
you,
could
God.
Take off with that candle and go in about 12
Woo!
Different places. My
Hallelujah,
God.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
You were
dropping stuff, and I was like,
Ooh,
I'm gonna hold it though, because we do have several callers on the line this evening. Amen. We do have a few minutes left. If someone has a question or comment about the word on tonight, about maintaining character as you're pursuing purpose, you can press
Thank
one,
you,
and we can bring you live. But you said so much. You said so much, Prophet. Like I said,
thank you, God.
It was just a lot of nuggets that were dropped. Praise God. We have a caller from area code 412, last 43427. God bless you. Thank you for coming live. Do you have a question or comment?
Amen.
This is Pastor Wendy. Good evening,
God bless
Apostle
you,
Harvey.
Pastor Wendy.
Evening, Prophetess Kendall. And just let
Thank
me
you.
Say, as one of the very many that watch you go through your transition to where God was taking you, that I'm so godly proud of you and just want to say a word of encouragement, woman of God, to
Thank
keep
you,
on
Lord.
on and allowing God to reveal His greatness in you and continually reveal His greatness through you, that many other lives would be touched, encouraged, healed, and blessed.
Thank you. Thank you, Prophetess.
Amen.
Thank you.
Love you, my sister.
I love you. I love you. Amen. You were one of the soldiers who pushed me. You pushed me. You pushed me. You are in my testimony. You're the one who said you got to go and get in your God place. Your time was up. I got to obey God, and I thank God for it. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, Prophet. Thank you for calling in. Amen.
God bless you. Thank
Amen.
You.
God bless you.
Give Pastor Dan my love.
Yes, I will.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Wow. Amen. I love her. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. I thank God for those that we
thank
have
you,
in
God.
Common. Amen. If there's another that has a question or comment, really quickly, just press one. I can bring you live. I think I can quickly express. When you were talking about a time and a season for all things, and I think that it is very important that everybody understands the timing of God, and when you're going through specific seasons, how it is so critical that when you know that you're a living epistle being read of men, and when you're declaring that you are the righteousness of God, when you are declaring you are the ambassador of God, when you're declaring you're the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, the pastor, whatever, if you even say you are a child of God, people are watching you as you go through and transition through different seasons of your life. And when your life begins to look like the world, when your life begins to look like the world because you're not staying humble before God, you're not staying in His Word, you're not fasting and you're not praying, and you're doing what the world is doing, and what we're seeing as a result of that, y'all got, come on, we got to do better. We got to do better because we're in a season now that people are looking for truth. They're seeking it out.
Yes.
And we're seeing so many churches fall. Because what they've been getting is pacifying them, but it's not giving them the truth, the kingdom truth, to build them so that they're able to pursue purpose. So it is imperative, brothers and sisters, that if we are going to raise high the banner of Christ, that we've got to be able to live it out. Don't just talk about it, but you got to be about it. So if you've got to maintain a level of integrity, you have to have character. You can't be a liar, and you can't be a cheat, and you can't be sleeping around, and you can't be doing. Come on, we gotta live this life.
Thank you, Lord.
So that as we're lifting Christ, we'll draw all men. We don't want to draw people to us. We want to draw people to Christ. And they're not gonna come if we messy. They're not gonna hang around us if we messy and we say we living for God, and we doing everything we will do. So come on, my brothers and sisters. Yeah, it's, like she said, we all going through different seasons at different times in our lives.
Oh, yes.
So and even if you see a brother or sister in a fallen place, don't talk about them. Go pick them up and pray for them.
Okay, man. Yes. Yes.
Pick them up and pray for them. Don't beat them down. Because all of us have been in a place where we were down and somebody picked us up.
Yes, it
but
is.
We've got to know that people
Amen.
Are watching.
Thank
and
you, God.
God needs us to be about His business. Be authentically about His business. Be transparent and be real. Be real before God's people. Because we can live this life the way God wants us to. We just have to be disciplined. We just have to be disciplined. And we can do
yes.
it. Amen. Our time
yes,
is almost
we can.
Up. I'm excited.
Thank you, Lord.
You for this release.
Thank you, Lord.
For all our callers, thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Thank you. We will be back on next week,
Mother's Day. Amen. And we're going to talk from the topic, I Remember Mama, in a very special way. My husband and I are going to share about our relationships. Both our mothers have passed, but we can remember things from the relationship we had with them when they were here and how that still impacts our lives today.
That's good.
We ask that you please join us again next week. Pray for us. We'll be praying for you. Remember always,
You are the key to your own empowerment after you've been empowered. Please, my brothers and my sisters, take the responsibility to empower someone else. Again, thank you so much, Prophet Kendall. God bless each of you.
Thank you, Bobby, the glory. Amen. Bye-bye.